Blog Talk Radio.
For quite a while now, this fader still just is not doing what I want it to do. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues News Show, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Like I said, it's raining out, but we're going to bring some sunlight onto the show. We have a Miss Shelley Lee Davis coming on, allegedly, hopefully, if everything's okay, everything goes according to plan. We put this into plan a couple of days back, we got a couple of cuts that we're going to play with her and have a artist interview on the Rock Blues News Show here at Blog Talk Radio. Jason D'Amico. Guest call-in number is 347-215-6357. It's a pleasure being here on Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. Cut the music. For those of you who know, I am actually having some real airplay, finally. It's pretty cool. You could say this is real airplay, but as far as radio broadcasting, real watts going through the airwaves, it's not this. This is all cyberspace. But if you are in the, I don't know why I'm marketing this, because I won't be up here for a while, but just write down or make a little note. The Rock Blues and News Show is also available at times. I will let you know when these times occur. On WHVW, 950 AM, which is out of Hyde Park, New York, upstate New York. And also broadcasted out of the Poughkeepsie area and throughout the Hudson Valley. So, moving up somewhat and... But Blog Talk Radio really is the home of the Rock Blues News Show. For now, we'll see what happens. Also, begin tuning in to, hopefully, I may be speaking too soon, but 89.9 FM for those of you in the North Carolina Triangle area. You will be able to hear me there, possibly, hopefully, fingers crossed. Sometime soon. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you updated on that. Like I said, we got a lot of great music coming up. Shelley Lee Davis from the band Angel Wings. We got, like I said, hopefully everything comes together. And she'll be calling in, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes for the interview. And then we'll get on with that segment of the program. We'll try. What I might do is I wanted to play this Pearl Jam cut of the band. It's a recent, more Well, it's not the original cut from the album 10, but it's another cut from the Rearview Mirror album. I'm not sure if they did it specifically for this album, which is kind of like a greatest hits in a way. It's a mixture of greatest hits and newer songs in their repertoire. But I wanted to play this because I really, really like the production on it, as well as the performance. It sounds like the band is in a room together, kind of like the Pearl Jam mentality. Organic, real, passionate, moving music mentality, and the real way that I think music should be recorded, personally. I think in some cases it's easier to go in and do multi-tracking. It's easier to go in and do overdubbing and all these other various techniques for trying to get the sound that you want and trying to get the feeling and capture that overall performance that you want. But there's nothing greater than just listening to a well-rehearsed band, a very cohesive unit, play together with the red light on. It's very exciting to me to listen to music like that. So without further ado, we're going to go get this thing playing. I'll see if I can scrounge up any interesting facts for you. Let's see where this is. Hopefully loaded. There it is. We're gonna play Even Flow for you. One of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. I think Alive is overplayed on the radio. Perhaps Even Flow is almost overplayed on the radio. I just love this song. And we'll have some stats for you in a little bit, facts and figures. Right here on the Rock Blues, a new show, Even Flow, Pearl Jam. Wow. Coming out. it's very, very, very similar to the original track. But I at first, because they played it so flawlessly, and it seemed almost like it could be a mix back from the 10 days, 1991. No, excuse me, 93. It sounded like it could have been one of those error tracks. But I don't think it is. I need to do a little bit of research on that. But nonetheless, it's Pearl Jam. They rock. Eddie Vedder is one of my favorite singers of all time. If you haven't had a chance to check out some of his solo work, please do so. Do yourself a favor. Ukulele music, to me, I can't stand it, but the way that Eddie Vedder executes it is amazing. I think there's this movie called Into the Wild, if I'm not mistaken, and he did a soundtrack for it. I haven't even seen the movie, but I've heard the music somehow for this soundtrack. I don't know how. It's just probably perusing on YouTube, and I just stumbled upon it randomly. And started listening to a couple of his tracks with the ukulele, and it's really something else. Maybe sometime I'll find a track and play it for you here. Shelley Davis coming on the show in a matter of minutes. 347-215-6357 is a guest call-in number. We're just going to keep moving on here. We'll probably play some Grand Funk Railroad for you. Oh, I wanted to tell you about this. I said this. I was actually on the air earlier today in the station that I was telling you about, 950 AM WHVW, up in Hyde Park, Poughkeepsie, New York area. It's really the station I'm in is Poughkeepsie, but their legal title, I guess, is Hyde Park. Doesn't make any sense to me. They must be broadcasting it out of Hyde Park. Okay, so woman died, oldest woman in the world died, passed away, for those of you who don't like the word death and don't enjoy the wonders of eschatology. After 6 days, world's oldest person dies. And I really still don't know how to pronounce this woman's name. Gertrude Weaver. We're just going to go with that, folks, because I don't think it would be a Gertrude. So we're gonna go with Gertrude Weaver, who just last week became the world's oldest known living person, has died at the age of 116 at a senior care facility in Arkansas. Officials said on Monday, Weaver, who said the key to longevity was to treat people kindly, best in her brief moment in the global spotlight. She enjoyed being read news articles about being the oldest person on the planet, said Kathy Langley, the administrator of the Silver Oaks Health and Rehabilitation Center in Camden, Arkansas. She certainly enjoyed it, Langley said. We are devastated by her loss. Weaver was born on July 4th, 1898, according to the Gerontology Research Group, which validates ages of the world's longest living people. The daughter of sharecroppers, Weaver was born in Arkansas near the Texas border and worked as a domestic's helper. World's largest known person is now, or excuse me, oldest. The world's oldest known person is now Geraldine Talley of Inkster, Michigan. All these old people with these crazy names that are hard to pronounce, who was born on May 23rd, 1899, will turn 116 next month, according to the group. There was this woman, Japanese woman, credited her longevity to eating delicious things, had been the world's oldest living person until her death on April 1st at the age of 117. If you go to NBC, I'll try and get I'll post the link up on the Facebook page. They have a video here of her talking, and I just don't have time to get on to view this right now and play it through the air, the audio clips. I just don't have time to do that. So I believe we have Shelly calling in at this time. I'm going to play some Grand Funk Railroad for you. This is Shining On. We'll screen her call, make sure it's her. Pretty sure it is. It's a 954 number. And we'll get to you very, very briefly with the artist interview. Let me see if I can find this. Here it is. Grand Funk Railroad, Shining On from the live album, Caught in the Act. Listen, I know I'm babbling on. We got to get to the artist interview, but I'm telling you, this album is a necessity in your library. If you don't have Grand Funk Railroad, Caught in the Act, you really, really need to go out and buy it within the next 24 hours. I don't care if it's on iTunes. I don't care if it's on Amazon. I don't care if you go down to FYE and get a cracked case for $3. Get this album. You have to get this album. This is by far one of the greatest rock and roll live albums of all time. I just cannot say enough great things about this record. Oh, man. Grand Funk Railroad, Shining On from Caught in the Act. Come on now. Yeah. That album just ridiculous. Take a listen to it, buy it, love it. Grand Funk Railroad caught in the act. Mark Farner, the Mammoth on guitar and lead vocal. No, actually, Donald Brewer's on lead vocal there, the drummer for Grand Funk Railroad, and Mark Farner's playing guitar on that, doing some backup harmonies. Craig Frost on organ, and what's the bass player's name? I gotta look this up again. I always forget his name. Grand Funk Railroad. Come on now. It's going to kill me when I see it. Mel Shocker. That's right. Bass. So, all right. We have the guest on hold in the screen calling room. Give her a little bio first, then we'll bring her up and you get to talk to her yourself. Or listen to her yourself. Guest artist Shelley Lee Davis, who seems to go by Shell. We're gonna hear from her exactly in a second. I'm just gonna read what the bio says, and then we'll get a complete update from her on how she wants to be addressed. Shell explains, "We all love, cry, fall down, and have to pick ourselves up again. What we have in common is that we all have a story to tell." While in college, Shell began to fine-tune her storytelling talents by learning guitar and writing songs. During this time, Shell suffered personal obstacles and hardships as well as some family health scares. Yet, she never gave up, and through all her hardships, she learned that life is precious. Shelley Davis states her biggest lesson in life has been that we were born to sing our story and your story. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Shelley Davis, you're on the air. How's everything going today?
Everything's going good. Here on my day off, it's off and on raining here too today. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, it's raining and just raining. It was just raining when I woke up, and it kind of stopped for a little bit. And it's amazing. It must be a cell that's going all the way from the southern region of the southeast and all the way up to the northeast. So, what part of, you said you're in Tennessee, right? What part, specifically, what, city?
Actually I live in Franklin, Tennessee, outside of Nashville.
Okay.
So I'm, there right now. Originally, moved here from South Florida. So mm-hmm. I was in South Florida for a long time, for about 15 years in South Florida.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, what's up?
What I was going to say is that I've kind of, moved all over the United States. My dad
that's
was
right.
in
that's
aviation.
That's in the bio. I remember yeah. reading that. You want to talk about some of the traveling? Your dad was military background?
Yes. Absolutely. He was definitely in aviation, and so we kind of were always the new girls in school,
right.
Traveling around from Chicago to Texas to California to back to Texas, and then
mm-hmm.
eventually ended up in Florida. And so we kind of got a taste of America, and our musical influences are kind of based on that.
Right, and that's what I heard when I first the reason why I reached out for the interview was because when I was listening to some of the tracks, it seemed like there was kind of this, if I dare say, I wouldn't put the psychedelic connotation with the music at all, because I don't see that at all with just all that kind of counterculture type of connotation. But I do, it seems kind of a little bit like that 60s vibe. There's a lot of reverb on the tracks. It's kind of angelic, in a way. And the group is called Angel Wings, if I haven't said that already, folks. But I've kind of heard that with the with the tracks, and that must have been indicative to your traveling and hearing a lot of Americana and a lot of music all over the United States. If you had to pinpoint to maybe some certain states that were most influential to you or during your times of real musical growth, and it seems to me that you obviously like to put a lot of storytelling into your writing. When did that really start happening for you as far as beginning to write the songs? Was that at an earlier stage in life or kind of like a later type of thing, learning how to play first, then write, instead of writing and then learning how to play the instrument?
I would say that, I mean, my mom is a songwriter, so from a very early age, I would say that, you know, seeing her write music definitely influenced us, and she did everything from pop to country music. She was, you know, born in the, you know, 1950s, so obviously, you know, we had the oldie station on, you know, quite a bit, right. You know, growing up. So hearing those 1950s and 1960s music, listening to those girl groups, you know, even the Mamas and Papas, and kind of being exposure to all those groups growing up, even with Heart in the 1980s or Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, yeah. And kind of slowly kind of seeing, loving that music and where it's led us now. It's just kind of serendipitous way the things have happened. And growing up in Texas, of course, country music, but also in California, and that kind of beachy rockabilly vibe, that's kind of surfer music. And, you know, the Beach Boys in the 1950s, all those elements have kind of influenced our sound.
Of course. Yeah, I can speak from my personal experience. I haven't traveled as much as you have by any means. I haven't even touched anything outside, but west of Tennessee. Tennessee was my first time in Central Time Zone. I was out there for the International Blues Challenge earlier this year. So that was a great experience. We actually went through Nashville and everything. We checked out the Gibson Guitar Factory over there. So that was my first time in that area, and I can tell you there's a real difference between North Carolina and Tennessee. They touch each other, they're there, but there's a real difference when you cross over that Eastern to Central time. There's definitely more of, if I dare I say, Western feel, in a sense. You know, it's still the South, obviously, but it's not like it's just a little bit different. So that's really interesting. Now your sisters are involved with the group Angel Wings. Obviously, it's comprised of the three sisters, Laura Ryan, Shelley Davis, yourself, and Tessie Sylvester. And
Laura Ryan.
Yes. Yeah, think I think I said her in the beginning. Maybe it cut out. Yeah. And I'm just reading here. Celtic music. Well, that you want to kind of elaborate on that, because we covered the kind of the rockabilly, country, pop. It says folk, obviously. Now Celtic music, where I don't know if that's really indicative of Americana roots. That's more of an Irish thing, right? So where did that really come from, that root?
My dad was Irish Scottish.
Okay.
So we've always kind of had that in us, and kind of grew up with the history. Our families on my dad's side is originally from County Clare. So obviously, you know, the Irish history and, you know, the Celtic music, we've always kind of grown up hearing that. And some of those early instruments in Irish culture, I think, kind of see in country music now, where they're, you know, playing the fiddles in country music, and
right.
It's just something that's always been in us. And especially here, I would say, here in Nashville, what I've personally seen, you know, in our festivals here in Franklin, we have Irish dancers and Irish music, and it's actually kind of popular here, which was a pleasant surprise when I moved here. It's just, it's more part of, I think, country music, and this area has really embraced Irish music. So we, when we moved here, that's why we developed our sound and included some of those instruments, included the Irish drum and the fiddle.
Right.
Because we saw, you know, how present it was here in Nashville.
Yeah, it's really, I would have never thought of that. That's really interesting. It says here that you're, you have a master's in science and education with a specialization in interdisciplinary arts at the Nova Southeastern University, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Does that tie into you? I would assume that that has helped your writing.
Yeah.
I know that any education will help your writing, expand your mind and whatnot. How has that helped you in a way, or helped you kind of with a different perspective on life as far as that's concerned, if it has?
I'd say going into, of course, going to college, it opens your mind to different ideas and different views, and then I think through that you find out what your core beliefs are and what you believe in and who you are as an
mm-hmm.
individual. And I think with, you know, with my education background and arts education specifically, I feel that that's helped me, and that's really where I honed in on the songwriting. I had to take a creative process class where we had to come up with a creative project, and that's where I really honed in and focused in completing writing a song and how to share that with the class. And then that led to me finishing school and having to do a senior project, and that really was the beginning of writing even more, and decided to do a demo, which then led to Angel Wings, where, you know, kind of workshopping, doing singer-songwriter nights here in Nashville, and having my sister's support and having my sister play guitar with me. We had so people, you know, be like, why aren't you all in the band? And so that eventually turned out to be just a wonderful opportunity to be like, well, why aren't we in a band? And
right.
So together we decided, hey, let's join forces here. Let's
right.
use all of our strengths and come together and make something really special, I believe, and unique. So so it's been a journey.
Yeah. Well, sure. I think any any path to artistry and imperfect perfection, as I call it, because I feel like that's always, as the way that I see it, that's always an artist's aspiration. You know, I think it's at the core of any true real artist is trying to find that perfect description, that perfect story, that perfect moment in time, and it just never seems to happen. But you do get really, really close, you know, and that can happen with the either by yourself solo, it can happen with, as you said, you know, your sisters coming together, you know, there's that just having that chemistry can sometimes produce that. It says
right.
here that you have a theater background as well. You probably won't believe this, but I do as well. I was Kanicki in Greece, and it says that you were Jan in Greece at once. So yeah, we kind of have something in common there. Even beyond just the scope of music, what's your take on the musical theater scene? What's how do you define that as an art form?
I mean, that's where I kind of started out in. Obviously, being musical, being in choir in high school, kind of led me into getting into musicals in high school, which.
Right.
Kind of opened me up to collaborating with others and just working on all aspects of, you know, dance, you know, singing, learning how to use your diaphragm.
Right.
able to project on stage. And I think, you know, those are tools that I, you know, am proud to say that I use today in my music, and it's helped me along and helped my sisters along. My sisters were in shows with me, and so we were always kind of, you know, off and on together performing in the same shows, and that's led to, you know, the band. And
yeah.
I think, for sure, I know this has helped you, you know, grow in your performing ability, being on stage
definitely.
And acting. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I think it really, it helps, especially as you said, projecting. A lot of singers, you take them off the mic and they sound like a mouse, you know?
Right.
And that's just how it can be at times. I think musical theater really can help people obviously project and be a little bit more open. You get a whole new comfort on the stage as a performer, you know. A lot of people can hide behind their instruments. So for me, I was always kind of that. I can definitely see what you're talking about, and I've seen it in my own life. So it's interesting to draw those parallels. As far as by the way, which made me think of this question. You can find Twitter, Angel Wings Love 7, and Seashell. That's the letter C, and then Shell, Shell 777. I'll try and get all these links together at the end of the episode for anybody who wants to get those archived episodes. Listen to this, then you guys can click on there. Angel Wings 7 is available. Angel Wings on ReverbNation.com. Once again. And then Reverb Nation, Shelly Davis. Now, is it – so there's obviously Shelly Davis and then Shelly Davis.
Yes. It's – I mean, I go by Shelly, I guess. You know,
okay.
It's –
with a Y.
Yeah, Shelly.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, because that could – Shelly with a Y at the end?
Yes. I mean, that's kind of – My name, my first name is Shelly, but
okay.
You know, for performing purposes, it's Shelly.
Shelly, yeah, okay.
Right.
Just wanted to clear that up. So great. We're gonna play a cut here. We're gonna come back. You are listening to the Rock Blues News Show with Shelly Davis here on the artist interview, and we're gonna come back to the interview in a second. We're gonna play a cut from Angel Wings. And let me ask you this. Are you the lead vocalist in Angel Wings?
I am, yes. I would
that's
say
what,
for
that's
the most
what I thought.
Part.
Yes. Yeah, I was going through a couple of videos. I saw some videos on YouTube. By the way, you can, you know, YouTube, and you'll be able to find some other cuts and some videos. Very, very good vocals, you know, especially I can tell from the musical theater background. It's really, really great. I love your voice. It's just, it's very unique, really great vocals. And like, it just has this kind of angelic quality with the way that these tracks are recorded. So I just wanted to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So let's take a listen to this. And I think that the listeners will agree with me. This is going, we'll start with, She's Falling in Love. I love this song. Angel Wings with the artist interview with Shelly Davis. She's Falling in Love by Angel Wings.
Falling in love again.
I don't even know where to start. I have, first of all, the song. I just love the song. I love how it was done. This is just my opinion. I really, really enjoy that song. I don't know why. It's just, it's got this hypnotic quality to it. That song will just take you places. I don't know if you would agree with me on that, but to me, it just really takes me places, and I think that's a real testament to a great song, is if it really could take you someplace visually as well as audibly. That was She's Falling in Love by Angel Wings. We have Shelley Davis here on the air now as well with me again, and want to talk about kind of how that song came into existence. Where did we get that gem from? How did that happen?
When you're just like sitting in your room by yourself and you're kind of playing your songs, and sometimes you hit a wrong chord, and then you're like, oh, I kind of like the sound of that melody, and
yeah,
let me expand on that, and you're just playing
yep.
around, and that's sometimes when you get some of the best songs, just kind of by accident, and it kind of comes together.
Completely agree. Yep, completely agree.
You know, sometimes you can work really hard. Well, I'm going to write a song today, and then nothing comes. And it's just,
yep,
it's just one of those things that can't be, I guess, in a sense, really forced. It just kind of
right.
naturally happens when it happens. And in reference to, you know, what the song is about, I would say that, you know, people can get addicted to, you know, falling in love and those rush of emotions in the beginning of a relationship, and sometimes you can get addicted to those feelings, and then and certain people are afraid to kind of move beyond that and get to reality of a relationship. And I guess that song is about She keeps falling in love, but it keeps ending, and she's not getting to that next level of that relationship. And
right.
why is she doing this? And maybe she's afraid of that kind of committed relationship. And so it keeps happening. It's just, it's around. It's, you know, she keeps spinning around. So it was just kind of an idea. And then Tessie, who's, you know, become a wonderful producer, she handles all the technical aspects of the music and is a great producer. And is, we have our own little, she has her own little in-home studio where we all come in and sing and lay down tracks. And she really, you know, put that song together and just made it unique and special.
Yeah.
So I definitely give Tessie props for that. She's our music producer.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask because the arrangement's great. All the little melody lines weaving in and out of the lyric, just the reverb. I don't like comparing people to other people because everybody's their own individual. But you know, it seems to me, I don't think I'd be too far off if I were to say that Stevie Nicks influenced you in some way.
Yes, I would say Stevie Nicks, that kind of vibe. Also, I would say even people have said Alison Krauss, that kind of music as well, just in general.
What about Grace Slick from what band was she in? I can't remember. But you sound like her as well.
Oh, okay. I'll have to revisit that. Yeah.
I think so. I think it falls in that. It's that real nice, like, alto, you know, mid-range. You know, I love that. I love it. I love an alto. I'm a baritone. So, for me, it's like I just like that kind of mid-range vocal. You know, you can go low. You can go high kind of when you need to. But it's just that nice, warm depth, you know, to the sound. It's great. It really, really sounds great. So the writing process seems to be more of a arbitrary, kind of random, in a way, type of situation. I mean, I'm sure that if you sat down and you go, I'm going to go write a song, you could probably write a song. Obviously, the craft is there. But
yeah.
I would agree with you. A lot of the great stuff is just never planned, you know?
Right. And sometimes you can... You can write a full song within, like, you know, an hour or a day. Or sometimes you can have half a song done and you might come back to it a year later and finish the song from a whole other perspective or change a couple of words and then it all makes sense. You know?
Have you ever had one? Now I got to move on to the next question that I have. It's like it's very fascinating, the sound and just what you guys are doing. But I got to ask you this one question and then we'll move on to one or two last questions that I have. Have you ever had a song where you get kind of a prophetic word over yourself in a way that you'll write a song and then you won't know what it means until like a year later? Cause that's happened to me. And I wanted to ask, I'm going to ask, you know, various artists if that happens to them.
I don't know if that's exactly happened to me, but found I've written a song and all of a sudden it takes on new meaning after an experience that happened to me after writing that song. It kind of reaffirmed or it gave me a new perspective on that song and identifying with that song.
Yeah, completely agree.
How about you?
Completely agree. Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of in the same kind of perspective that I was talking about and referring to. Absolutely. I can't believe how this has been great. We're kind of running out of time here. This is unbelievable. Went by very fast for me. Really enjoying it. I want to get to Stay, the other track that we have. By the way, if you're just tuning in and you're not listening to this at a later date from an archive from the archive, this is Shelly Davis, the artist interview on the Rock Blues News Show. Jason Amico, your host. and playing some of the Angel Wings tracks here. And Shelly, just want to ask you real quick, kind of to sum up at the end of this, in about 2 minutes, just sum up. I hate condensing it to that, but to that time limit. But personal hardships and struggles was written in your bio. Obviously, that's going to be a, play a big part in your music and your writing and in your life in general and shaping you as a human being and a spirit. How, I mean, kind of take us into that time of your life. What was going on?
I would say in 2010, you know, right before we kind of moved here to Nashville, we were living in South Florida. And it was just kind of a domino effect, this thing's kind of happening, leading us to the move here to Nashville. And, you know, my mom has struggled for years now with MS, multiple sclerosis. And, and living in South Florida, it was just getting hotter and hotter. And as the disease progressed, she couldn't be in South Florida anymore. It was just, it was affecting her health too bad. And,
right.
You know, so we were seeing a decline in her health. Plus there were different things going on in 2010 with the, you know, economic crisis, people were losing their jobs. And, you know, we were right there in the thick of it with everyone, you know, in the sense of, you know, one of my sisters, you know, kind of lost, you know, her job or couldn't get hired at the time as a teacher just because of everything going on. And so then that proceeded to be where, you know, we ended up losing our home. And, you know, with all this going on, we were like, okay, let's move to Nashville. Let's not only kind of take care of my mom's health where it's going to be cooler, but let's go for our dreams. Because certain things we were doing, you know, living the, you know, cookie cutter life, so to speak, wasn't working out. So let's go forth and let's take a risk and let's pursue this. And so, you know, with the help of God and God watching over us, we took that flight, you know, not ever been to Nashville, not ever, you know, not really knowing too many people here. We, you know, took that risk and, you know, not that we haven't had our struggles here, but we're persevering and we've had so many serendipitous moments. You know, I remember the first couple of weeks of us moving here, we, you know, were already seeing stars and, you know, just everything has kind of led us in this direction and on this path. And the path is continuing, and, you know, follow us on our journey because it's going to be an exciting one. And yeah, there might be twists and turns and, but, you know, we're heading in the right direction of where we're meant to be and where God is leading us.
That's a great feeling. You know, like you said it perfectly, you know, life can be a tortuous in the sense, twisting, turning, you know, type of, endeavor. And I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. And I really enjoyed this interview. It's been great getting. We'll have to have you come back because we're basically out of time. I mean, hopefully this thing will let me go. It's saying I have 45 seconds left, but we're going to start playing Stay, the track from Shelly Davis and Angel Wings, her group. And once again, look in the subscription box below and the information box below. Thanks so much for coming on the program, Shelly. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason. I really appreciate it and enjoyed myself. Thank you.
No problem. We're going to get this track going. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Jason D'Amico, Rock Blues, a new show. We're out. And enjoy Angel Wings. Stay.